This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakhel, we know is a continuation of the halachas, of the building of the Mishkan. And the Torah tells us, again, as was already written in Parshas Kisisa, Re'i, says the Torah, look, as Rabbeinu Shloilem has called, has selected, Betzalel, Ben Iri, Ben Che Lamata Yehida. Rabbeinu Shloilem has chosen Betzalel, he should be the one to build the Mishkan. And we know Betzalel was a young boy, just 13 years old. Freik the Chasam Sofer, Zeduva Nifle Ma'oid. It's an unbelievable wonder that in the Midbar, you had the Nasiim, you had the Zakenim, you had great people who we would have expected that they would have been the ones to build the Mishkan. And the Rabbi Shem says, no, I want that this 13-year-old boy, Betzalel, he should be the one to build the Mishkan. And the question is, why? Who was Betzalel? What mala did he possess that from all of Kalal Yisrael, he was the one selected? Boishim says, I want, he should build the Mishkan. Zuk the Chasam Sofer, and the same vote, Be'emes Kimat State in the Meshech Chochma. The Torah writes, who was Betzalel? Betzalel ben Uri ben Cho. Almost always, we always find when the Torah mentions somebody, it doesn't mention his grandfather's name. Like we say Yeshua ben Nun, Kolev ben Yefuna. So why here does the Torah have to tell us Betzalel ben Uri ben Cho, the father with the grandfather? Says the Chasam Sofer and the Meshech Chochma, Cho, we know, he was killed by the Maaser fin the Eagle. He stood up to protest, and because he was Moise Nefesh to protest, and he was killed. Because of that, the Rabbeinu Shem gave, says the Chasam Sofer, Ein ze ela matnas Elohim loy. Rabbeinu Shem want to give a matuna to Cho, Shehoye ben benoy, who he was the grandson of Cho, Shenosa nafshe asiyas ho'ego. And because of this, this is why he was chosen. And as I state, also in the Meshech Chochma. I once heard a different explanation many years ago from a Yid from Eretz Yisrael, I don't know his name, who told me a gewaldige pshat is as follows. We have in Parshas Beshalach, that's the first time when Cho's name is mentioned, when Amalek came to fight against Klal Yisroel. Shteit in the Pusik, Moshe v'Aaron v'Cho uli Rosh Hagivol. Moshe Rabbeini went up to the hilltop, and that's when he lifted up his hands, when he lifted up his hands, Klal Yisroel was victorious. Says in the Pusik that Aaron and Cho went with him. Why did they go with him? Shteit in the Pusik, Aaron v'Cho tomchi b'Yudov. They supported his hands, because Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, after holding them up for so long, were becoming heavy. So Aaron and Cho. Tells us Rashi there, the first time we come across this person, Cho, we don't know who he was. So Rashi introduces us. Who is Cho? Says Rashi, Beno shel Miriam. Cho was the son of Miriam. This is the first time Cho's name is mentioned. The second time his name is mentioned is in Parshas Mishpotim. At the end of Parshas Mishpotim, where the Torah tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so he told Klal Yisrael, Aaron v'Cho imochem. Aaron and Cho are with you. They're staying behind. Mi bal devorim, yigash aleim. Anybody's got a question, anybody's got a shala, and you want to ask somebody, you ask Aaron Ocho. Once again, Rashi tells us, for the second time, who is Cho? Beno Shel Miriam. The third time is in this week's Parsha. Hashem says, Re'i, look, I have chosen Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur to build the Mishkan. Tells us Rashi, for the third time, Hur Beno Shel Miriam. And the question we need to ask ourselves is as follows. Rashi is not in the habit of repeating himself. If you look, for example, in Parshas Vayeschanan, Badalichos Shenios, Rashi doesn't explain that, asserts the Dibros. He says, Kevar Pirashtim. I already explained it once in Parshas Yisroi. We have here in Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Pekideh, there's very little Rashi on these psikim. And Rashi writes more than once, Kevar Pirashtim. I've already explained all the Kalim of the Mishkan. Rashi doesn't explain it a second time. So why is it that when it comes to the name of Chor, Rashi tells us not once, not twice, but three times, we need to know Chor Beno Shel Miriam. Chor was the son of Miriam. And this he told me, a gewaldige Sache zoi. In Parsha Shmois, Paroi calls to Shifra and Pua, that's Miriam and Yecheved, and he instructs them, they've got to kill all the baby boys. And the Torah tells us, as we all know, they didn't listen to Paroi, and they didn't follow his Gezerah. And as a schar, writes the Torah, Vayas Lohem Batim. They got a schar for not listening to Paroi. What was the schar of Yecheved and Miriam? Vayas Lohem Batim. Explains Rashi, Batim is Bute Kehina, Vibute Levia, Ebute Malchus. From Miriam came out Bute Malchus. Bute Malchus, this is Dovid HaMelech, Shloima HaMelech, because Miriam married Kolev from Shevet Yehida. So from Kolev, Shevet Yehida, came out Dovid HaMelech and Shloim HaMelech. This is the scha for Miriam. Yecheved, her scha, was Bote Kehina and Bote Levia. She was Zoicha to one son, Aaron HaKoyen, and the second son, she was Zoicha to Moshe Rabbeini, who was a Levi. This is Aaron and Miriam. This is, Aaron and Moshe. This was the scha of Yecheved. Now this he'd asked a gewaldige kasha as follows. Miriam and Yecheved both displayed the same Mesiris Nefesh. They were both instructed by Paroi to kill all the baby boys, and they didn't listen to Paroi, putting themselves in great danger. So they both did the same Gewaldige Mesiris Nefesh. Yecheved, her scha, was she was Zoicha to see one son, Aaron HaKoyen, the second son, Moshe Rabbeini. She was Zoicha in her lifetime. We can't imagine what this means for mother to be Zoicha to such a thing, to see her two sons, Aaron HaKoyen and Moshe Rabbeini. This was the schar that Yecheved got. She had this nachas in her lifetime. What was the schar for Miriam HaNeviah? Her schar was Bute Malchus. What's Bute Malchus? Hundreds of years later, her ear, Einikel, was Dovid HaMelech, Shloim HaMelech. But Miriam, she was not Zoicha in her lifetime to see her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren being a Melech. So why was it that they both did the same identical action and Yecheved was Zoicha in her lifetime to see this Nachas and Miriam HaNeviah wasn't Zoicha? So we find as follows. We find in the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about the duties of a king, there are certain mitzvahs which is a mitzvah for a king to carry out. Which means as follows. We know, although the tariyag mitzvahs, no single individual in Klal Yisrael can keep all 613 mitzvahs. There's some mitzvahs which are only for men. There's some mitzvahs which are only for ladies. There's some mitzvahs which are only for koyhanim. So there's no individual which can eat all the mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs which are only for meluchim, for a king to do. Writes the Rambam as follows. The mitzvah of milchemes amulek, killing amulek, is not a mitzvah which every individual can say today, I'm walking along the road and I see an amuleki there, whoop, I'm going to kill him. It doesn't go like that. It's the Melech Yisrael who he decides when's the right time that Klal Yisrael is going out to war to battle against Amalek. Writes the Rambam very clearly in Hilchos Meluchim in the beginning of Perek Hey that this is a mitzvah which is a Melchemes mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah which the Melech, he makes that decision. Once he makes that decision, so then Klal Yisrael will go out and fulfill it. Similarly, there's a mitzvah on the Melech to make sure that in every town and city in Eretz Yisrael there are Sanhedrin, there are Butei Dinim, that somebody has got a Shala, that there's a Bezdin he can approach. This is the Chrayis, this is the Chiv of a king to ensure there are Butei Dinim, Sanhedrin in all towns and cities in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a third mitzvah which a Melech has to ensure the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not for an individual to say, I'm today going to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Melech who he says, like David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, the time has come, we need to build the Beis HaMikdash. This is a mitzvah which applies to a Melech. Now, bearing in mind these three halachas, let's go back now to Parshas B'Shalach and to Parshas Mishpotim and to our Parsha Vayakhel. In Parshas B'Shalach, Amulek comes to fight against Klal Yisrael. Tells us the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the hillside. Aaron v'Chur tomchi beYudov. Aaron and Chur were supporting. Chur was chosen to go with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. And the question is why? Why Chur from all of Klal Yisrael? Who was he? Aaron, we know who he was. Moshe, we know who he was. Why was Chur chosen? The answer is, tells us Rashi, because Chur is beno shel Miriam. Chur was the son of Miriam. And Miriam was given the schar, from her is going to come out Butei Malchus. And defeating Amulek, this is a mitzvah which applies to the Melech. This is his mitzvah. So Chur, as the schar for Miriam, he was the one to go out to help in the fight against Amalek. In Parshas Mishpatim, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, he tells Klal Yisrael, Aaron v'chur imuchem, mi bal devur mi gashleim. Anyone's got a shala, approach Aaron v'chur. Again, the question is, why chur? More than anybody else. Tells us Rashi the answer, because chur's beno shel Miriam. This is a mitzvah which belongs to a melech that you have to appoint in every town and city, butei dinim and rabunim. So this is something which is an inyan of malchus. And now we come to the Akomas HaMishkan. The Torah says, Re'i kura Hashem b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Chor lemata Yehuda. And the question is, why B'Tzalel? From the whole of Klal Yisrael, a 13-year-old boy is chosen. Why B'Tzalel more than anybody else? And the answer is, because he's an Einikel of Chor. And therefore what? So tells us Rashi, yeah, and Chor is Beno Shel Miriam. Chor was the son of Miriam. And Miriam was given the schar of Malchus. And building the Mishkan, building the Beis HaMikdash, this is a mitzvah which is a chiv on a melech. This is part of his job of Malchus to build the Beis HaMikdash. So although Miriam HaNeviah wasn't zoich in her lifetime to see David HaMelech, to see Shloim HaMelech, in the same way that Yocheved saw her two sons, Moshe and Aaron, but nevertheless, the Rabbein Shel Olam gave Miriam HaNeviah this schar to see how her son Chor, how her ear Einikel B'Tzalel, they were acting in the role of kings. And therefore, this is why he was selected to build the Mishkan. And this is a gewaltig yesod. Sometimes one sees something, a person was promised something, and we don't see it was fulfilled. The Boishim promised Miriam HaNevi'a, you'll be zoichet to Malchus. Yeah, hundreds of years later. Shvachasra, chas v'shulim. Already in her lifetime, she had this nachas to see her son Chor standing next to Moshe v'Aaron, and then later on to see her ear Einikol Bezalel building the Mishkan. So it says in the Pusik, the Reboishim chose Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor, va'amale oisoi riach Elokim b'chachma evesevino evedas. Boishim said, I've selected Bezalel and I've put into him these three gewaltige malas of Chochma, Sevino, Vodas. Writes the Medrash, what are these three madregas? B'shloisha dvurim eili, bura kudish barchi oilumai. It was with these three things that the Reboishim created the world. Shenema, Apusikim Mishle in Perek Gimel, Hashem b'chochma yusad uretz. The Boishim created the world using the middah of chochma. Koinen shemayim b'savina. When it came to the shemayim, Boishim created and established the shemayim using the middah of savina. Means bina, da, bina, understanding. Bedatoi tohoimois Nifki, and to split the oceans and to make the oceans was bedatoi, using the middah of das. Finishes off the medish, and with these three things, b'chochmo, b'svino v'das, Bezalel built the Mishkan. And this is what Chazal tell us, the Gemur in Bruches and Dafnin Heyo Medalev, Yodeya hoya Bezalel letzarif ha'oisius Shebehem Nivri Shemayim V'Uretz. That Bezalel knew how to harness those oisius and this Chochma Svina Vadas, which Hashem used to create the world. Bezalel knew how to harness those things in building the Mishkan. Now I had a question as follows. I haven't seen anyone ask this question. It just occurred to me once. Every day in Shemoneh Esrei when we daven, we ask Hashem in the Bruch of Atachoinen, Choneini me'itcha. Please Hashem, grant us Chochma Bina Vodas. Now these three things, and this Rashkan is slightly different, but it's the same Yesod. Now these three things, Chochma Bina Vodas, this is what the Boishim instilled into Bezalel, va'amala oisei riach elokim b'chochma b'svina v'das. Bezalel needed these three things to build the Mishkan. But we're not Bezalel, and we're not building the Mishkan. So why are we asking, please Hashem, give us chochma b'svina v'das? We're not Bezalel, we're not in that madriga. What do we need these lofty madrigas for? And we ask this every day. This is things only for the greatest person, Bezalel. However, we know every Yiddish home is supposed to be a Mikdash Ma'at. We have a Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, in Daf Kifid Beis Omed Aleph, an important rule. Al Yikunas Udam L'Soich Beisoi Pisoim. Don't barge in to your house suddenly. Sometimes people, they just barge into the house. They walk in. We're not speaking about somebody else's house, your own house. Don't just, you knock on the door, you make them aware you're coming home, say hello. Don't just barge in suddenly. Tells us there, the Rashbam, in the name of a Medish, that Rabbi Yochanan, every time when he would come home to his own house, he would knock on the door before he would come in. Why? Mishim shenema v'nishma koiloi bevoyoi el hakodesh. That his voice should be heard. He should be heard bevoyoy when he enters El HaKodesh. Where is this pusik written? This pusik is written about the Kohen Gudol. The Kohen Gudol we know used to wear pa'amoinim, used to have bells at the bottom of his me'il. There were pa'amoinim that one could hear the Kohen Gudol coming. Why? Tells us the Torah, because v'nishma koiloi bevoyoi El HaKodesh. Even the Kohen Gudol wasn't allowed just to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, unannounced. So even the Kohen Gudol had to announce that he's coming into the Beis HaMikdash. So because of this pusik of v'nishma koiloi bevoyoi El HaKodesh, Rabbi Yochanan would knock on the front door of his house, because it's written, v'nishma koiloi bevoyoi El HaKodesh. What do we see from this medrash about Rabbi Yochanan? We see from this medrash that in the eyes of Rabbi Yochanan, his house was a true mikdash ma'at. And just like the Kohen had to announce his arrival coming into the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan would knock on the door of his own house because his house was like a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he had to be Mekayim, v'nishma koiloi, bevoye el HaKodesh. And this is what the Isha HaShinamis said to Elisha when she asked him, please, to stay in her house. It's written in Meluchim Beis, in Perek Aleph, in Perek Dalet. She said to him, I've prepared for you a mitter, a bed, a shulchan, a table, a kisei, a chair, a ner, and a light. And the question is, was he going to sleep on the floor? You know, if you invite someone to come to your house, you tell them, you know, it's really going to be nice in my house. I've prepared a bed. There's even a chair for you going to sit on. And it won't be in pitch black, because there's going to be a light as well. And when you eat, you know, after you're on the floor, there's going to be a table. Psh! It's obvious. These things are self-understood. What is she saying? I've prepared for you a mitter, a shulchan, a kisei, and a ner. However, the Rosh HaTevis of these four words is Mishkan. Mita, Shilchan, Kisei, Ne, is Rosh HaTevis, Mishkan. Elisha was a Novi Hashem. A Novi Hashem can't just stay in anybody's house. This Isha Shinamis said to Elisha, don't worry, you'll be very comfortable in my house. My house is a Bechina Fina Mishkan. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. You're going to be very comfortable there. With this now we understand, this is what we are asking every single day. Chuneini meyitcha chachma bina vodas. Because each and every one of us needs to build our own Mishkan. And to build our own Mishkan, and to infuse our houses and our lives with Kedisha, you need a lot of chachma, bina, and das. And this is our avoider. And this is what Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us a solution. Kol mi sheyesh boi das ke'ilin nivna beis hamikdash beyumov. Anybody who has real das, it's as if the beis hamikdash has been built. We see here, das doesn't just mean to be intelligent, to be clever. We're speaking about a higher level. And this is also the meaning of the famous Mama Chazal, which we all know, Kala Masameach Chusim Vekala Ke'ilibuna Achas Michorvas Yishalayim. Anybody who has a part, being Masameach Chusim Vekala, who they are now building their new Mishkan Ma'at, their new Mikdash, this is Ke'ilibuna Achas Michorvas Yishalayim. It's as if they have built one of the Chorvas. And the Mephoshim explain, what does it mean, achas? Achas is a reference to the echad, yuchad, and miyichad. First to the Beis HaMikdash. This is part of building the Beis HaMikdash. Each Yiddish house is a Mikdash Ma'at. And this is v'nishma koiloi bevoye el HaKodesh. Now the Torah tells us that although Bezalel had been selected, or tells us the Torah, v'itoi, together with him, was somebody else. Oliav ben Achisomach. Another person. Oliav ben Achisomach lemate don. So says the Rabbi Nishalim, Re'i kur Hashem b'shem b'tzalel b'nir ben chile mate hida. But not just him himself. V'itoy with him, Oliav ben Achisomach lemate don. So we've spent the whole shiur explaining why was Bezalel chosen. Because he was the einikel of Chur. Because he was the einikel of Miriam. So we understand where Bezalel, why Bezalel. But the question is, who is this Oliav ben Achisomach? Why was he also chosen to be selected together with Bezalel? And Rashi, in this week's Pasha, quotes a medrash, which is a great sechizik. Says Rashi that Shevet Yehida was the most important of all the Shvutim. Degel Machna Yehida was the one which went out the first. From Yehida comes out Melochim. This is Malchus. This is the greatest. Kolev, Chor, they were the greatest people in Shevet Yehuda. So we see where Bezalel is coming from. The opposite end of was Don. Shevet Don, they were the ma'aseif l'chol ha-machanois. La'acharoina yisui. They were the last ones. They were always at the back. Not only was Don always at the back, but tells us the Medrash also that they weren't even had the same yichas as everybody else. Why? Because they weren't from one of the imois. Shevet Yehida, we know, came from Leah. Leah was one of the most, Ruchel and Leah. However, Don was from one of the Shevuchais. And therefore, they weren't from the Imois. And they had a certain complex. Rashi said they were from the Yeroidim, Lushan Yerida. They were from, they felt as if they were less Chushev. They felt a bit of an underdog compared to Shevet Yehida. This is who Don was. And also, they didn't have a very good track record. Pesel Micha. Micha was from Shevet Don. So Don was the last, at last, the last one, Lachroin Yesui. They weren't from the Imuais. They had a terrible, terrible stigma, Nebuch, that from their Shevet had come up Micha, who had made Pesel Micha, and that was instrumental in making the Egel. And now suddenly the Baruch Hashem says, I want that Bezalel, who came from one of the greatest families, from the greatest Shevet, to build the Mishkan, together with Oliav ben Achisomach lemate don. And tells us Chazal, there's a pusik in Sefer Melochim, in Melochim Aleph Perik Zayin, and in Divrei Hayomim Beis Perik Beis, that when Shloima HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he asked a person called Chiram, who was a Ben Almuna. He was a Yusoim, had no father. He was a Ben Almuna, and his mother was from Shevet Don, that he should be the one to build, to help Shloima HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash. And tells us Chazal that Shloima HaMelech saw, just like Oliav had been chosen to build a Mishkan, so he needed as well to take somebody from Shevet Don. And from here Chazal tell us that when it comes to the Rabbeinu Shloilim, in the Rabbeinu Shloilim's eyes, there's no difference between the greatest and the smallest. Everybody is capable of getting there. Sometimes people feel, that mitzvah, Of this Inyan, this is only for great people. I'm just a simple person from a simple family. I'm not on this level. This is a mitzvah which is for greater mention. I'm a simple person. I can't do these type of mitzvahs. It's higher than my status. So here we see, so Nishtazoy, Boishim said, I want these two people, Bezalel with Oliav, together they are going to build the Mishkan. And the Tzroya Amoya, one of the very first Achroinim, or last Rishonim, at the time of the Spanish Inquisition, in his parish, Al HaTorah, Parshas Vayechi, He explains as follows. When Yaakov Avinu gave the brucha before his patira to the Shvutim, so he gave the brucha straight to Shevi Yisucha, and after Yisucha, straight after, came Don. Freik the Tzroi Hamoy, why is Don put straight with Yisucha? He said, you know, because Yisucha, those were considered the great Talmidei Chachomim. However, from Sheva Don came out Oliyav. And Oliyav also possessed these malas of Chochma, Bina, Vodas. So therefore, Don is put together with Sheva Yisucha. And writes Yisroel Amoy in the name of the Medrash, that Le'usad Lovoy, Mashiach, where we all know, we call him Mashiach Ben David. That's where his father's going to come from. He's from Shevet Yehida. But where's his mother? Who's his mother from? Zung Chazal in Medrash, that Mashiach's mother is from Shevet Don. And that's why he explains to Tzroi Hamoya that Yaakov Avinu, before his Nifta, when he gave the Brucha to Yehida, says in the Pusik by Yehida, Ge Arya Yehida. And Moshe Rabbeinu in Vezoyis HaBrucha uses the same words in his Brucha to Shevet Don. He calls also Shevet Don Ge Ariyeh. That Don and Shevet Yehida on the same level. Although Lechor, Don was much lower. So from here we learn out that everybody, regardless what type of family you come from, regardless what type of level you look at yourself, everybody is capable of achieving the greatest madrigas and getting to the greatest heights. Boishim taka helfen, we should be zoicha, mitz Hashem bakurev, to see Mashiach ben David, ben Baston, yovoi b'mheirev yomeini, omein.